The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think that we need to rethink it and criminalize
to the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome to the show. It is Friday, February 14th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. It's also got to be Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to all of you who are celebrating. And for those of you who aren't celebrating, load a bowl, you'll get over it. Welcome to the show. We got all sorts of great stuff to cover on today's show. Mostly, we're going to wind up our coverage of the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in San Bernardino, California, that we were at last weekend. We've got four interviews that we recorded live at our booth, the 420 radio booth there in San Bernardino. So today, you get to hear from our good friend Josh from Oil Slick. You know Oil Slick. They make all sorts of great tools to help you concentrate. You can follow them at Oil Slick Pad or oilslickpad.com on the net. Also, check out Grower Girl. She will be another interview we'll bring to you in our first interview segment at half past. She's got plenty to tell you. And then in the second segment of the second half hour, we've got more interviews, including Stephanie Landa, who is at 420 Ribbon on Twitter. What an amazing organization that she runs, the Human Solution, that reaches out and does support for our POWs, our pot prisoners. So you'll want to hear that interview. And then we wind things up with Cushed Out from Cushed Out Fashions, and she's here to tell us about a new coloring book that she's got, an informative educational coloring book. So we'll talk about that on today's show. Also today, since we got all these interviews toward the end of the show, we're going to do a mini rant like we did yesterday in the Behind the Headlines segment. So for our mini rant today, we're taking a look at the state of Wisconsin and how the governor is channeling the ghost of Art Linkletter from 1971. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But first, we start with our 420 radio news. In the headlines today, the news we've been waiting for on banking and marijuana businesses has come in. We've got news of reform in Mexico City. We've got more children registering for medical marijuana in Colorado. We've got some questions about Stephen D'Angelo's involvement in a Massachusetts dispensary. And the women's bantamweight champion of the UFC has something to say about testing for pot in combat sports. Also, Herb Thrasher is going to be joining us at 20 after to give us our dose of Rockin' Friday Daily Toker Tunes. He's got a song from a band called Bullet for My Valentine. How appropriate. Stay tuned. It's the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. Be right back.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I'm Radical Russ Belville, and I want to thank you for listening to 420 Radio. We couldn't survive without you and our sponsors, and I'd like you to check out one of our prime sponsors, the National Cannabis Coalition. I've been working with NCC since June of 2012, and I'm proud to be part of the team they have assembled. National Cannabis Coalition is building the partnerships with reformers, lawmakers, and industry we need to be successful. Visit the National Cannabis Coalition website at nationalcannabiscoalition.com or the easier-to-remember ncc420.com. That's where you'll get the exclusive first look at my radical rants, as well as informative articles from the nation's top cannabis pundits. Visit ncc420.com today, and if you have your phone handy, text Russ to 420-420 to support NCC and 420 Radio. It's a free text message that helps us help you end adult marijuana prohibition. Learn more at ncc420.com, and thanks for supporting independent marijuana legalization public radio. 420 Radio, the home of marijuana experts. The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the best way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you're detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at omarfigueroa.com. This is your 420 Radio News for Friday, February 14, 2014, brought to you by the National Cannabis Coalition. I'm Russ Belville. The Federal Financial Crimes Enforcement Network announced today that new rules that allow banks to provide services to marijuana businesses. Under the new guidelines, banks will have two types of reports to file when doing business with properly state-licensed marijuana establishments. A marijuana limited report would be filed when a bank believes the establishment is operating normally. A marijuana priority report would be filed when a bank believes an establishment is skirting the federal guidelines outlined last August for tolerating marijuana businesses, such as exhibiting far higher revenues than competitors or being unable to track all their income to legal sales. Amanda Averch of the Colorado Bankers Association and her counterpart Jim Pishu with the Washington Bankers Association both feel that the guidelines won't be enough to reassure the banks that fear the next administration may not be as sanguine on allowing marijuana banking. Quote, "We feel the only real and lasting solution is an active Congress," said Averch. Lawmakers in Mexico City want to increase personal amounts of drugs allowed under the country's decriminalization law. Quote, "We believe we're making a very important contribution to a global debate that has to do with rethinking the issue of drugs," end quote, said Vidal Geranas, a member of the Mexico City Legislative Assembly. Under the law passed in 2009, 5 grams is considered a personal amount of marijuana for which citizens will not be arrested. A new bill proposes to increase that limit to 30 grams or just over an ounce. The bill would also establish criteria for the medical use of marijuana and the creation of marijuana dispensaries. Also, dissuasion commissions would be established for drug law violators to administer sanctions rather than processing violators through criminal courts. The bill also grants more leeway to Mexican states and the Mexico City Federal District to set their own drug policies. The bill also increases limits for the use of cocaine, meth, and LSD. 4 times more children are registered in the Colorado Medical Marijuana Program this year than last year, thanks mostly to the Dr. Sanjay Gupta documentary showing the miraculous recovery from epilepsy by Charlotte Feige. Parents of kids with intractable seizures have been flocking to the Centennial State to access the high CBD, low THC oil that she uses. Quote, "Charlotte remains at over 99% seizure control 2 years into treatment," her mother Paige explains. "She is 2 years pharmaceutical free. She can walk, talk, and eat again, all of the skills she had previously lost," end quote. In December of last year, 37 minors were registered in Colorado. That increased to 199 minors in just 1 year, with the bulk arriving at the rate of greater than 30 per month following the premiere of the Gupta documentary, including 70 new child patients just last November. Greenheart Holistic Health, a new marijuana dispensary licensee in Massachusetts, is under fire for failing to disclose the criminal record of its strategic advisor, Stephen D'Angelo. D'Angelo is the co-founder of Oakland, California's Harborside Health Center. Massachusetts regulations require a criminal offender record information report for each individual for whom the dispensary seeks a dispensary agent registration, meaning anyone who could work or volunteer at the dispensary, according to a Department of Public Health spokeswoman. D'Angelo's brother, Andrew, is listed as the head of Greenheart and explained that Stephen is not a member of the executive team and not listed on any application. Stephen believes the Massachusetts regulations didn't require him to disclose the information since he's not on the board of directors and would never be on site at the dispensary. Greenheart won one of only 20 licenses granted statewide. Stephen D'Angelo pleaded guilty to possession of marijuana with intent to distribute in Maryland in 2001. The UFC's undefeated women's bantamweight champion and rising superstar Ronda Rousey has blasted the sport's policy of drug testing for marijuana. Rousey, the main event draw for next weekend's UFC 170 pay-per-view, was referring to the scandal surrounding fellow female mixed martial artist Jessica Ai, whose victory in UFC 166 in Houston was changed to a no contest following her positive test for marijuana metabolites. Quote, "Honestly, I feel like weed is not a performance-enhancing drug at all," Rousey told MMA Junkie. "We are tested for it for entirely political reasons, something that has nothing to do with athletic competition. It is beyond their rights to test for marijuana. It's actually an invasion of privacy." I failed her drug test at 16 nanograms per milliliter. Most other states, including Nevada and the World Anti-Doping Agency, recently increased their limit to 150 nanograms to catch only those fighters who are under the influence in the ring. This has been your 420 Radio News for Friday, February 14th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available exclusively at the National Cannabis Coalition. Visit ncc420.com to download today. When we come back, we'll go behind the headlines for a mini rant on Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, and his ability to channel Art Linkletter from 1971. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back. Cannabis Outreach Collective is an alternative health and wellness option located in Gladstone, Oregon, that serves patients in the Portland area and beyond. We are a full-service alternative health and wellness collective accommodating patients with natural, organic, holistic, and homeopathic remedies, nutritional guidance, advice, education, and medical cannabis, fully in accordance with Oregon OMMP law. You can find out more about Cannabis Outreach Collective on Facebook at COC503 or by emailing cannabisoutreachcollective503@gmail.com or by telephone at 503-853-1319. Check out our menu on Weed Maps and visit Cannabis Outreach Collective today. Woodpipe Smoke Shop and Speakeasy is your source for cannabis community gear in southern Wisconsin. Owners Brian and Tammy Wood are located in Kendall, just outside of Madison, and they've got everything for the smoking enthusiast, including a full assortment of pipes, water pipes, hookahs, bubblers, one-hitters, and so much more. They're open noon to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and can help you with your detoxification therapies as well. Call 608-466-7473 or email woodpipes@yahoo.com for more information. That's 608-466-7473 or email woodpipes@yahoo.com. And as always, go Pack, go! Smoking man. Medical Marijuana Radio with Larry Love from Santa Fe, New Mexico, every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, and 3 p.m. GMT, right here on...
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
I got to take a couple of minutes here to talk to the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. Just this week, he was out at a meeting of the Badger State Sheriffs Association in Madison, Wisconsin. And in talking to the sheriffs, he had a lot to say about marijuana. That's the topic on everybody's lips these days, legalization of marijuana. And basically, Scott Walker is still stuck in 1964 or so. He still believes in the gateway theory. According to the report that I'm getting from the Cap Times, Walker told reporters sheriffs had spoken with him had urged him not to support any policy that would open up the door to marijuana use legally in the state of Wisconsin. Quote, "They said when they talked about heroin and meth and other issues that they were still concerned that marijuana was the gateway drug." Now, sorry, gateway drug has been disproven as far back as 1999 with the Institutes of Medicine. And in fact, if you're going to talk about gateways, you need to talk about alcohol and nicotine. But for some reason, nobody ever talks about banning them, because they're the biggest gateway drugs out there. But that's not the part I really want to get to. The part I got to get to here is he rejected the comparisons between pot and booze, because a lot of it is, you know, marijuana is safer than alcohol. And here's his quote. "If I'm at a wedding reception here and someone has a drink or two, most people wouldn't say they're wasted. Most folks with marijuana wouldn't be sitting around a wedding reception smoking marijuana. Now, there are people who abuse alcohol, no doubt about it, but I think it's a big jump between someone having a beer and smoking marijuana." End quote. Well, first of all, Scott Walker, you're not going to the weddings that I go to. I've smoked marijuana at a few wedding receptions, and there was nothing crazy or insane about it. And there's nothing shocking, no terrible problems happen, no awful consequences. It was very social as people drinking wine or champagne. But what you remind me of is Art Linkletter. Folks, if you're younger, you won't know who Art Linkletter was, but he was kind of, he was just an everyman. He was a television performer and a show host. He had a show called Kids Say the Darndest Things. He was beloved in America. And in 1971, he sat down to talk with Richard Nixon, the president at the time. They discussed marijuana and alcohol, and Linkletter explained to Nixon how marijuana is so different than alcohol. We've got that clip for you from the White House tapes from 1971. It's not the easiest to hear, but take a listen.
"Well, you know, I suppose they could say that alcoholics don't think straight too, can't they?"
"Yes,
sure.
Surely.
But another big difference between marijuana and alcohol is that when people smoke marijuana, they smoke it to get high. In every case, when most people drink, they drink to be sociable. You don't see people..."
That's right.
"See, they sit down with a marijuana cigarette to get high.
A person does not drink to get drunk."
"That's right.
A person drinks to have fun.
That's they
right. Smoke marijuana, you smoke marijuana.
Get high. You
want to get a charge.
Right now,
I'm sorry.
You want to get a charge,
float,
this and that and the other thing."
So 43 years ago, they were proposing this idea that people drink to be social, but people smoke pot to get high. People don't go out to drink just to get drunk. They drink just to be social. Come on now. People drink because they want to alter their state of mind. They want to loosen up. They want to lose their inhibitions. That's mind altering. And this, it's this misunderstanding of cannabis, this misunderstanding that there's only two states, not having smoked pot or being baked out of your head high. And there's so much variance in between those two things. Plenty of us smoke a puff or two off of a joint at a party or an event, and that's all we have, and we feel loose and relaxed and social. And come to think of it, what could be more social than passing a joint around a circle? Everyone, and disgusting as it is, sharing a little bit of spit on the tip of it and all smoking together. That's far more social than people drinking alcohol. It's time for this cultural discrimination and this bigotry against cannabis consumers to end. And the only way it can end is when you and I are open and honest about it and show people that we're good people, we're social people, and we just happen to choose marijuana instead of Marlboros or martinis. There's nothing wrong with that. Speaking of being social.
Yeah. Just not right discrimination, you know?
Yeah. Discrimination is bad.
It's bad.
Hey.
Let's get over it. Smoke a bowl.
We're going to get over it.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
As marijuana goes mainstream, you need to be armed with the facts. Nobody can teach you better than Dr. Mitch Earlywine, PhD. You may know Dr. Mitch from his column in High Times magazine or his weekly appearance on The Russ Belville Show. Dr. Mitch is also the author of some of the best books on marijuana science, culture, history, and health, including Understanding Marijuana, Parents' Guide to Marijuana, Pot Politics, and more. Visit Amazon.com and search for Mitch Earlywine, that's Earlywine, and order your books today. You can also contact Dr. Mitch by email at 420research@gmail.com.
Support the Russ Belville Show. Text the word RUSS to 420-420 and connect with the National Cannabis Coalition. You can also send $10 to the Russ Belville Show right from your smartphone. That's RUSS to 420-420. You're listening to Radical Russ on the Russ Belville Show.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
Oh yeah, folks, we made it to the weekend. It's Friday, and that means it's time for us to hook up with Herb Thrasher. How you doing, Herb?
Oh, man, doing great. Seems to be some kind of something going on today, man. I don't know. There's a bunch of hearts floating around everywhere.
You know, they had a meme going on the internet of rejected candy heart sayings. You know, the candy hearts, you know, be my Valentine, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The winner was, it puts the lotion on its skin.
I swear, man, people come up with anything these days.
That's a little disturbing. All right, let's get to the rock tonight. We got a Herb Thrasher Flower Hour happening. So if you're out celebrating Valentine's, or if you hate Valentine's, maybe this is the place to go. What's up for tonight?
Well, you know, Valentine's, man, it's everywhere. It's all in the blood, man. I got a wife, and so I got all that good Valentine's vibes going on too. So we're just going to carry on and have fun with it. You know, it's one of those things where if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. And so I got a bunch of love songs, man, that we're going to pick out. And then throw in some other things, too, as we'll have a good show. But also, Jared McGovern, bass player, and Liz Sloan, the violinist from the Jake Orvis and Broken Band. I also, if you guys remember, a couple weeks ago, we aired the interview that I did with Jake. We also interviewed Jared. And Jared and Liz really had some great takes on freedom, marijuana. They've already been to Colorado and been through some of the shops, and so they had some great opinions on the whole scene and their perspective. And so we're going to air that interview as well, and take your requests. And if anyone wants to come in and buy us a box of chocolate or something, you're more than welcome to come down and hang out with us tonight or something. But feel free. So, Earth Thrasher Flower Hour, 8 o'clock p.m. And for Rockin' Friday today, carrying on this Valentine's Day theme, one of these bands that it just made sense to kind of play today, you know, they're one of these bands. Bands sometimes they get labeled, and when they get labeled, they're done. And this is one of those bands that got labeled back in the day, and they've never been able to shake the label. And we don't care about labels. We care about the music. And so this is Bullet for My Valentine, and they formed in 1998. And they went strong through the mid-2000s. And this album right here, called The Poison, which this tune that we're going to play today is Room 409, it came out in 2005. And this is pretty much the album that got them on the map. And it actually opened... released on February 14th in 2005. So it's always been a Valentine kind of thing for them. So it kind of made sense to play these guys today. But the album released on Visible Noise Records, and now they're on, I think, Trustkill Records or something like that. But they've been around. They've got 4 or 5 full-length studio albums, and they just released a 2013 album, Temper Temper, last year. And they're from the UK area, still rocking these days. And you guys, turn it up, man. This is Bullet for My Valentine. And we'll see you guys tonight on the Herb Dust Flower Hour. Everyone have a great Valentine's. Be safe and stay high. Turn it up, folks.
All right, Herb Thrasher, Bullet for My Valentine, Room 409.
support the Russ Belville Show. Text the word RUSS to 420-420 and connect with the National Cannabis Coalition. You can also send $10 to the Russ Belville Show right from your smartphone. That's RUSS to 420-420. You're listening to Radical Russ on the Russ Belville Show.
This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today.
Big Daddy thinks.
Funky Rollerade.
Oh yeah, this is Big Daddy, and I'll be your Freakazoid every Thursday night, right here at the Funky Rollerade.
Funky Rollerade.
11 Eastern, 8 Pacific.
Funky Rollerade.
I like it.
Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the fight for cannabis freedom. Each month, we take a look at the latest interviews, news, grow tips, equipment, music, and events featured in this month's issue with our High Times Preview. Not so much a High Times preview as a review. We're going to go back to the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in San Bernardino last weekend. Some live audio recordings I made with some movers and shakers there in San Bernardino, including our good friend Josh from Oil Slick. Check them out at oilslickpad.com. All right, welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ here at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in San Bernardino, California. We're live and direct from the open areas. We're outside of the medicated area, but you can tell you're headed to the medicated area because you see two big, huge banners for my man, Oil Slick. Josh is here. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. It's a great event. Thanks for having me on.
I see the double booth over there, and I see a whole bunch of new products. I saw this little tiny, tiny, tiny ones. What's up?
Those are the micro Slick Sacks. They're super tiny because guess what? Not everybody has ounces of ganja weed that they got to carry around with them. So we got a lot of requests for something smaller, more discreet. We've got some new packaging that's been pretty impressive. And we're releasing all of our 2014 colors
now. Yeah, the purple is – or not purple. It's what?
Oh, you're thinking about Radiant Orchid.
Radiant Orchid.
I could get sued by Pantone for saying that on the air.
We didn't say that.
Purple.
Purple.
Purpley pink.
Just purple. And we got the new pin here, too. This is very, very nice. Multiple colors in this?
We have an entire series of that round pin that you're talking about, all made by Handmade. Handmade makes all of our pins, and this time they made us some spinny pins. People wanted to see the Oil Slick pad with a slab of shatter on it spinning around, and we gave the people what they wanted, and it looks awesome.
I'll bet with, you know, the changes that have been happening that the business for Oil Slick's just booming.
Our direct business is indeed booming, and we are rolling out in Europe in a big way this year. We have a French distributorship set up so that we can ship within Europe in a very quick time frame as opposed to shipping from the States like we had been. South America is waking up. Before we left Washington, we shipped a bunch of stuff to Brazil and Chile and Argentina. Buenos Aires is also blowing up. So it's not just the U.S. It's the U.S. is starting to set a social change in motion, and you could say that because the U.S. has had such a draconian effect on the laws of other countries and such a stagnating effect on allowing those countries to do what they wanted for freedom, now that the U.S. or at least some states in the United States are showing up for their freedom and voted for their freedom for cannabis, I think you're starting to see the rest of the world take note and take it as permission to end their drug war.
Yes, it's happening all over. Uruguay will have its legal markets running by, or they'll set the rules by April 9th, I believe, is when the deadline is on that. South America is making great strides in legalization and kind of just, it's the point now where nobody wants to listen to the U.S. on this anymore.
No, it's like that that loudmouth guy that just yaps and yaps and yaps, and then he has a big following, and after a while people realize he's not really saying anything valid, and eventually he's yapping on his own in a big empty room, and I think that's kind of how the drug warriors in the United States, believe me, they're still trying hard to shut us down. They're still trying hard to shut down Colorado and shut down, you know, anywhere that the democratic process has actually worked, where people have voted for something that they want, and then they get that freedom. They're not going easily, but they are going, and I think the rest of the world is not waiting for them to go completely. I don't want to talk down about the average Frenchman, but they don't know the difference between Washington State and Colorado and right. Texas or Florida. It's just America legalized ganja, and that's all they know, and they're very happy about it. I was just there for a month. Everybody who I spoke to was like, oh, Washington, yes, legal ganja, very good. So it's fantastic to see that those ripples going outwards. They've always been, we've been rippling for a long time, but never to very good effect. Our ripples hit the other shores, and then they change their laws to make them more restrictive and more draconian, put more people in prison. And now finally, maybe not our government, but our people have spoken, and it's really making a difference.
So. It is making a difference. We're sitting here talking with Josh from Oil Slick. And if you don't know, Oil Slick is this surgical-grade stuff for dabs, for your oils, your butters, and all that kind of stuff. You can explain it better than I can, but I know that the sticky stuff, it's always a pain to kind of put it in something. It's always sticking to something. This is the guy with the stuff you need.
Yeah, so our motto is that we make tools to help you concentrate, and cannabis concentrates are what we are all about. The extracts from the cannabis flower can be very expensive, and they're very potent, and they're also very sticky, so that was the need. And from the very beginning, we've been trying to find unique solutions to those needs. Containers that don't stick, pads that don't stick, fingertip covers that don't stick, Teflon materials for blasting into for people who do the extractions, special containers for people who like shatter, other containers for people who prefer butter. Everywhere we see a need in this emergent market, we strive to meet it, but really we don't do anything that we're not in love with. So we try a lot of stuff, and the very best of it comes out this way, and we bring it out here.
Yeah, that's awesome. And there's a lot of knockoffs out there. There's a lot of other folks making these containers, and they'll say that it's silicon, right? But not all silicon is created equal, right?
Yeah, that's certainly true. When we started this about 2 years ago, we were, of course, the first, and we created an industry. Just like we don't have ownership over every container on the market, we really kind of rely on our own benefits to stand us apart from the rest. Primarily, the substances that we use are engineered for medical use. They're cured with platinum instead of being cured with peroxide. So they have a lot fewer residual chemicals within the material. And for people who use this medicinally, or for just people in general, the chemical composition of what they're storing their products in makes a big difference. As a culture, we have moved away from BPA bottles. Yeah. We no longer store our other liquids in certain types of plastics. Used to be cool to give that to your baby. Now you realize you might give your baby cancer. So so as we've become educated there, we're seeing the same sorts of education happening here on the market. They see the distinct difference between what Oil Slick does and what you can get knocked off in China. And, the second thing is we're innovators. So the next great thing, which is here at the Cup or here at the next Cup or here at the next event, it'll be from Oil Slick, and you can't copy innovation.
There you go. And, there's been change even in the past two or three years that I've been covering this now, where there's a difference between it originally came out with people using concentrates on skillets, and then it was nails, and then it was domeless nails, and now it's electric nails, and now I'm seeing a big explosion in the vapor pens. How has this transition in the different ways of using concentrates shaped what you do with your products?
Yeah, that's like one of the best questions I've ever gotten.
That's what I do.
Okay, so, I have this discussion with a lot of glass worker friends, a lot of lamp workers and glass blowers, people who make pieces for consumption. They're constantly changing their own styles to chase the new use that's happening around them. Think of how long the flower piece kind of stagnated, but then when oil hit the market, like you mentioned, the yeah. swings, the nails, whatever, all of a sudden these very creative people with a lot of resources and they're immersed in this culture, they just innately want to fix the problems that they see. We're very much the same. We see technical difficulties, say with consumption or with storage or with manufacturing. And so we're always thinking about the unique ways to answer these special and novel challenges. So as the vape pens, for instance, have taken off, we found a real uptick in the sales of our tiny little duos or these new little micros. People want compact. They want stealth. They want something they can put in their purse or their pocket. But at the same time, in places, very heady places, like in certain areas of California and Washington and Colorado and Hawaii and places where the heady glass is huge, we've seen the opposite. We've seen people wanting bigger, broader things to cover their entire tabletops, things to lay out when company comes over, because they're not in the closet at all. This new culture, this emerging culture, is a culture where they're proud to show off, you know, what their identity is. And for a lot of people, oil slick helps to demonstrate their own identity, helps to show the special that they have. So we're not done with our innovations. Every year, every day, we are always discussing new ideas. Some of that is inspired by, you know, massive use of cannabis oils, and some of it is just inspired by questions that we get from our friends and from our customers. And there's no suggestion we never listen to. We are just always thinking about this, and that's why I can't wait to see you every time we come, so I can tell you the next good news.
Yeah.
I love good news. I don't like the idea of anybody resting on their laurels. This is a progressive industry. We're progressing into a very amazing and new time in our American history, so we're a part of it, so we're not going to stop.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Oil Slick, heartily recommend all their products. You got to check it out. And you guys have like Facebook and web, so people can look you up.
Yes, we are very well connected on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. I think there's even a Russian social networking site we're a member of. I don't know. We have very good people that pay a lot of attention to what the folks out there are saying. You can find us at www.oilslickpad.com, or you can just pop on Facebook and find us, and we'll get in touch with you.
Right on. Josh, thanks so much for joining us here, and we'll get back to the medicated area and do what we got to do.
Thanks again, Russ. I'll go take care of my head, man.
We have a guest. Tell him your name or your pseudonym.
My pseudonym is Grower Girl.
Grower Girl is here. Here, hold the mic. You can have the mic. There you go. Grower Girl's here with us. She said, "I woke the masses."
Well, you wake up the masses every day.
Well, thank you.
That's what it's all about, right?
Well, I always, my line is, if we're talking about it, we're winning. And so I'm going to keep talking about it.
I like that. That's perfect.
Thank you. So Grower Girl, I assume you grow.
Well, that's pretty presumptuous, but.
Your name's Grower Girl.
Are we live on air?
Yes, we are.
Well,
you grow tomatoes. You grow tomatoes and
exactly.
houseplants, right?
I love to grow herbs and plants.
Yeah.
Of all medicinal herbs, all plants, because that's basically what we need for healing.
I agree with you. And there's a lot of healing going on here today.
That's right. It's pretty amazing.
What's your favorite part of the Cannabis Cup?
Really, my favorite part is checking out different strains.
Yeah?
And
any new varieties that caught your eye?
Wow, that's a big one. Straight up, I haven't got to look at them all properly.
Yeah?
There's so much to look at.
That's for sure.
I really would particularly like to look at them all side by side.
Yeah.
Which I was lucky enough to get to do at the very first ever Medical High Times Cannabis Cup in LA.
I was there.
Sweet. I was behind the scenes.
Fantastic. You're a judge?
I ended up being the videographer, actually.
Oh, what fun.
For High Times. I was the only videographer. And I was getting to get super close-ups and listen to everyone talk about it. And at one point, I'm like, hey, can I check it out?
Yeah. You know, a lot of this, it seems like if you're interested in flowers, it's almost, you feel like 20th century because everybody's doing all these dabs and vaporization and waxes. What do you think of that?
I'm a little bit old school. I like to start with the flower because you can't really have a good dab or know your medicine on that level till you know the flower, you know, and you got to know the original. And it's not even just about the phenotype or the strain. It's about who grows it and who grows it with certain intention.
Yeah.
And how they grow it.
Yeah.
And true medical, I believe, is truly organic.
There we go.
And we're seeing a, I hate to say this, huge move in the industry towards chemically grown cannabis. And I don't really think that's truly medicinal.
Yeah. There's a lot of people think that as well. I've heard this on the panels that we have here at the High Times Cups. You know, Kyle Cushman's talked about his Veganics. There's been other organic growers out there. It's becoming a big movement.
Actually, Kyle Cushman's about to go live in 5 minutes talking about Veganics.
That's right. What a segue.
And Grower Girl really wants to get to that lecture, particularly, you know. I love that the High Times Cannabis Cup is bringing us so many different things in the industry. But really what I'd like to say is no. Grow your own.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, if you really grow it, you know it. And you know what happened to it. You know if you grew it organically. You know if you grew it with love.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can process your different potential, everything from bubble hash to your concentrates, and then knowing your solvent. I'm particularly not really into my BHOs.
Yeah.
Some people have done it right, and you really got to know what you're doing.
That's
to
right.
really purge it clean.
Yes.
And that's a rarity. I'm digging these CO2.
Yes.
I actually just smoked with Danny Danko some, probably going to be the number one winning CO2 concentrate.
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal. And I'm excited. You know, obviously can't say what till it's all announced, but
right.
It's really interesting to see the evolution of dabs.
I agree.
And this last concentrate I saw smells amazing.
They're becoming better and better, and they're putting some real science to it now. That's the thing.
Exactly. And I'm particularly into the terpenes. I really could just go around smelling and smelling and smelling and smelling.
Yeah.
And not even have to smoke. And your nose knows. As soon as you smell something that's just really good to you, you know that's going to be a good herbal medicine for your body, because our bodies let us know. And I, years ago, was studying all different herbs, and that's how we got into curing ailments. You figure out if someone has high cholesterol, and maybe 5 known herbs would be good for that, and you have them smell it every day and see what your body tunes into. And I think that's the same thing we're going to find out with cannabis.
Right on. Thank you, Grow Girl, for letting us know and helping us grow.
My pleasure. I can't believe I went live.
Nice
to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you. And go see that. I've seen so many people walk by to it. You better run and get a seat, because it's very, very popular out there.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
All right. Have fun, Grower Girl. That's right. Danny Danko is going live with an expert panel for his Free Weed podcast, which you can hear live here on 420radio.org. You can hear it every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. 420radio.org is available on your smartphone through the TuneIn app. Download the TuneIn app today and get your 420 Radio. We got music, comedy, interviews, analysis, laws, information, education, and more on 420radio.org. That's more of our coverage from the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. A good time was had there in Southern California. We will be at the next Cannabis Cup in Denver on the 420 weekend. Looking forward to that one and the other 3 cups in Detroit and Seattle and Richmond that will be coming up as well. So stay with 420 Radio. We'll get you the behind-the-scenes access.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420-friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers, because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
Look, I'm sorry, but the bill says I can't modify any existing structure.
Well, I guess we could change the law to allow for a medicinal marijuana to be sold just outside the door of the shop.
I don't know. Maybe the rules should be somebody can buy the medicinal weed for others.
Look, can't we skip all this and just make pot legal? Everyone is just abusing this medicinal system anyway. It's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about it?
420 Radio, fighting prohibition since 2012.
Pills? You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, give me those.
I need them back. I have to sing.
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Jesse.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while. Share. Activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
Music from the Dirt Ball here on our live coverage, 420 Radio, High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in San Bernardino, 2014. We're going to have all sorts of great guests stopping here by the booth. We're recording for our show that we'll be producing throughout next week, and one of our favorite people from The Human Solution is here, Stephanie Landa. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, there we go. Try that again.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
So tell people the name of your group and what is your mission?
The name of our group is The Human Solution, and our mission is to take care of people that are locked up for pot and court support. So if you're going to court, get a hold of us, and we will pack that courtroom and make the judges and the DA listen. And we're taking care of right now about 160 people that are locked up for pot. 50 of them are in for life without parole. Half of those people were caught for no pot, a conspiracy charge.
Well, okay. This is the thing a lot of people don't understand, is that people are in prison that get caught under drug laws who never were caught with any drugs.
Nothing. Usually it's a snitch.
Yeah.
And they rope you into a conspiracy. And federal law makes it so that they can lock you up forever. You could just kiss your life goodbye. I'm on CoreLinks, which is an email for prisoners in federal prison. And I have about 75 people that are on with me. And so I can write to them every day. And one guy says to me, well, I've been here for 31 years as if it's nothing. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know. So every day the tears are coming down my face. And I realize that I did 4 years. They're doing lifetimes in prison. And for pot, for no other drug but pot, you know. And here we sit at the High Times Great Cup, and we're smoking freely. And yet, Eddie Lepp is moving from Texas to Colorado to a federal prison in a legal state.
Yeah.
It's just so ironic. It doesn't make any logical sense at all. Nothing.
What are the ways that we could push our, you know, first of all, I understand that the Obama administration, through the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, started asking for clemency petitions. Did you hear about that?
Well, I did. And Allison Margolin and Bruce Margolin have offered to do the clemency if somebody will teach them how. And we're trying to get them help to put in these paperwork. But Obama just came on a day or two ago and said, a little backstepping because he's getting really hassled, and said pretty much that marijuana will not be one of the ones considered. They're considering crack or heroin or harder drugs, you know, because people do not realize even for 1 second that people are in jail for life for pot, or 10 years or 20 or 30 years. People don't realize that. Everybody always says, you went to jail for pot? You're kidding. People don't go to jail for pot.
Right.
And so it's an education thing. We have to educate. And the-human-solution.org has a whole list of prisoners, and we want you to help us, because I am you for sure, and you and you and everybody. We're all one step away from prison.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to help people help themselves and get educated and educate your neighbors. And jury nullification is our only real tool right now. Like, if you get on a jury, you can vote not guilty because it's your constitutional right to say not guilty. If you think that law is unfair or unjust, you can vote not guilty with no consequences.
That's right. They could have videotape of you harvesting plants and lighting big old fatties, and if a juror says not guilty, that's the end of it.
That's the end of it. Only one juror.
Yeah.
So if we can spread the word of jury nullification, which is our only defense in federal court, that's it. In New Hampshire is the only state that they are, that their defense attorneys can tell people about jury nullification. Every other state, the judge will not let you bring it into the courtroom.
That's right.
So you have to, like, educate your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, did you know that you can vote not guilty, your constitutional right? Because every judge threatens you and says, my law is the law. You have to vote guilty if I say so.
Yeah.
Not true.
Not true at all. Yeah, they'll often say, you know, your duty is to evaluate the case and the facts of the case and decide the law. But they don't tell you that decide the law means you can literally decide the law, if the law is any good or not. And that was envisioned from even before the founding of our country. This goes back to English common law.
Right.
This is an amazing thing. The-human-solution.org. We're talking to Stephanie Landa and the tragedy of people in prison for marijuana. And I think you touched on one of the problems that we faced as a community when we try to legalize is some people out there don't give it much thought because they think it's just a slap on the wrist. It's just a ticket. It's no big deal.
Exactly. And my telephone number is 818-652-7891. And if you have a problem, I answer my phone and I will help you.
Fantastic. Thank you for helping us and getting this word out. And we will replay this on our show and get it on YouTube and spread the word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. All right, we're going to return to some music and enjoy here our live coverage of the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in San Bernardino, California. Yes, Stephanie Landa is a true warrior, a true hero of mine. And to hear Eddie Lepp having to move to Colorado to finish out his prison sentence, just irony on top of tragedy. Hey, but thank you, Stephanie Landa. Thank you to Josh from Oil Slick. Thanks to Grower Girl. We've got another interview with Cushed Out Fashions. I have to push that to hour two, so stay tuned for that as well. Plus, we'll discuss some of the news of the week, and we'll take your calls at 971-533-7111. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Have yourself a great weekend. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you